It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Blue Studio, and we have some breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's a sportsbook based right here in the United States, so you can be rest assured that your funds are totally secure. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, it's quarter number three. We've got your questions. They are his answers. It's Ask Ross. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
First one comes from Joe in Hollidaysburg. If Penn State was looking to hire an offensive coordinator, would they consider Ricky Ronnie based on his two-year resume as an offensive coordinator other than coaching stops?
Oh, I see what he's doing there.
Or, in other words, if Ricky Ronnie was up for an offensive coordinator job, how would he be looked at based on his two-year resume?
I'd say probably pretty favorably.
Pretty favorably?
I mean, where are they in scoring? They score a lot. What's their rankings right now?
They're like
28 on Michigan, 28 on Michigan, you know, 28 on Michigan State. They were gonna be up against it against
after
Ohio
they
State.
Lost the
they
were gonna best be up quarterback like, in school history. After they lost two offensive linemen in the NFL.
Yeah.
Lost a running back to the NFL.
They can't get a big wide receiver to stick in his 2 years.
I think it's more of a wide receiver development issue than it is a Ricky Ronnie issue. What do you want them to do when the quarterback can't trust some of the wideouts? They can't run all their offense. I mean, is the playbook not as big as it could be? Yeah, it is.
So let me say this too, because I've been doing the media thing for 12 years now. The number one and two crutches, I think, maybe other than head coach and quarterback, that people rely on is the officiating was terrible and our play calling stinks.
It's awful.
Which is usually just after hindsight, after you have access to the result of the play. What was the play call that was so bad? The one where Journey Brown dropped the touchdown pass? Like, what was the play call? I actually thought Levis came in, found a way to score how many touchdowns? 17 points of Will Levis? I mean, I think Ricky Ronnie's done it. I think he's been better this year than he was last year.
I agree. I do agree. All right, this comes from Pat in Westchester. He says, hey, Ross, I'm just a little confused at the offensive line struggles in the Ohio State game. Do you think it was their plan to leave Chase Young one-on-one that many times, or did they just not adjust? I'm very curious for your thoughts. Thanks.
So that was kind of my now, I kind of already talked about that. I did not think they had a very good plan. I did not see enough double teams. I did not see enough sliding to him. I did not see enough chip help. It seemed like they left Fries one-on-one too often. And even if he got a great jump, or even if he was okay on the one play, but Clifford couldn't step up because there was pressure from the left, whatever the case may be, I did not think it was a good enough plan. Like most of the time in the NFL, like I said, that would be priority one.
Right.
Would be, what are we going to do with this guy?
So you think this was their plan? The way it looked was that was the plan.
I mean, it can't.
It had to be because that's what it looked like, right? But I mean,
I felt really bad for Will Fries.
I did too.
There was not a lot he could do. The noise, you know what I mean? He's watching the ball. He's got the quickest first step in football. And he had no chip help, no tight end help. They might have done it maybe 10% of the time, if that. But
if that.
Chase Young very rarely left Will Fries' side. And I just thought that was just a really, really bad look for – I almost wonder if there were some communication problems or something like that, because it just seemed so obvious – that they needed to help this guy, and they didn't do it.
You know, and I was watching Fries. I'm thinking, is he technique wise? Is he slow off the
There's
dribble?
Nothing you can do there.
That's what I came to the conclusion. I'm like, he's not falling apart on his own accord. This guy's just terrorizing him.
You know, the flip side would be, and it still shouldn't be, but I wonder if Will Fries said something. You know, that was a big opportunity for Will Fries to make a lot of money for himself. He did not.
He did not.
But you never know. Maybe he felt like he could do it.
All right. This comes from Glenn in Pleasantville, New York. With the RPO, who decides whether the quarterback should keep the ball or the RB should take it? And how is it communicated, signaled in real time?
That's a good question because it's none of that. Who's that?
That is Glenn in Pleasantville, New York.
Okay. So the answer is it's not signaled in. It's built into the play, and the person that decides is the person they're reading and optioning off of. So it's a run-pass option, which gives the quarterback the option to do either. A lot of times, it is the outside linebacker away from the flow of the play where the running back is. So if you can picture this, the quarterback puts the ball in the belly of the running back. If that outside linebacker attacks his gap, usually the backside B gap, then there's really nobody for the backside slant. So as the linebacker steps up, quarterback pulls the ball, fires the backside slant, should be open. If the guy hangs and wants to stay underneath the backside slant, he's necessarily going to be late to get to his run gap. So it's not signaled in. They're reading one person, and really it's just the quarterback reading that person and making the decision. More often than not, when it's an RPO, not just like a zone read, but zone read, when it's a running back or quarterback option, it's usually the backside defensive end. RPO, it's usually the backside outside linebacker.
And in the Minnesota game, early on, they were so concerned about Rodney Smith, the running back for Minnesota.
Correct.
Jan Johnson and those guys talked about it afterward. They were biting so hard on the run, on the running back keeping it, that it's really a one-man route.
Right.
And you make the read, and the guy was wide open all the time. He got the ball out, and Penn State looked like they were helpless because they had overcommitted to the run. The guy got the ball out, and they didn't drop the ball, and that's why he put up such huge passing numbers. Now, when they play Ohio State, and they play press man, if they see Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, I think you'll see a little bit different picture being painted.
The listener, Dean, with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box, courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various sauces and rubs, and we will announce the winner with the best question early in quarter number four.
Ooh, so, there you go.
There we go. I got it. All right, this one comes from Ken in Mount Holly Springs. I hear a lot of people talking about this year's success for Penn State coming a year early. With the potential loss of two starting corners, three starting defensive linemen, two starting linebackers, two of their better receivers, and a couple offensive linemen, would you agree that next year's team could be further along than this year's, Ross?
Well, I think it's going to depend on some of these NFL decisions. Guys like Freiermuth, maybe even Michael Mennett. You know, I don't know if people thought that Connor McGovern and Ryan Bates were going to go pro last year.
Right.
I think Gross Matos is gone, but Shaka Toney is a debatable one. I still think they're going to be good. Like the two linebackers they lose, I don't, as much as I love Jan Johnson and Cam Brown, I don't think there's going to be much of a drop off there.
Brandon's ready.
Brandon Smith.
Getting close.
Ellis Brooks, Lucetta. They're going to be fine at linebacker.
Yeah. I think they're going to be fine.
Do think corners are interesting, but they'll probably be more talented with Gordon Wilson and Keaton Ellis, even if Castro Fields does turn pro.
Right. All right, let's keep moving. This one comes from Josh in Lewistown. Ross, with the pending departure of Justin Shorter, it seems that this offense is not able to utilize big possession receivers. Is this a scheme problem, play call problem, quarterback problem? Franklin has stated that Justin Shorter, Juwan Johnson, Irvin Charles are three of the most talented wideouts he's ever seen, and combined they have scored two touchdowns for Penn State and never been a real threat. Can you share what you think, please?
Yeah, I mean, I know I was told that Irv Charles is unbelievably talented, but just could never really quite figure it all out. You know, there's a graveyard full of guys that are 6'4", 220, and can run that never made the NFL.
Right.
What people don't understand is that you get to this level, it's so much more about attention to detail, technique, and just because in high school you could jump over everybody and you were bigger than everybody, you got to get better at your craft. You got to get better at your game. And I'm not sure those guys have. I'm not sure. You know, like, how much better did Juwan Johnson get? Like, I watched Oregon the other night. He's kind of just the same guy.
Dropped the ball a couple times.
I'm going to go back to what Franklin fired the warning shot across the bow when he said he talked about Justin Shorter's weight and he was a cheeseburger away from 235 or whatever it was.
250.
He volunteered that. He didn't have to say it. I think that even then they were a little bit worried about his size. And hey, to me, it was like, you might want to play at 220, maybe 222. Maybe he was having trouble getting in and out of routes. And the other thing is, if you're going to be a big receiver, you got to be aggressive. You got to use that size. It's almost like basketball. You know, the guys that can rebound and the guys that can't. Allen Robinson knew how to use his size. Chris Godwin, look at him in the NFL. He's a thousand yard receiver. A weapon. But not all those guys have the mindset to do it. It's not enough to just look
Chris
the part.
Chris Godwin was an absolute pro's pro since the day he got to Penn State.
Right.
Several people told me that. First guy to get there, last guy to leave, attention to detail, always trying to get better. And look, if you're a cheeseburger away from 250, I have to call into question your commitment and professionalism. You're trying to be an NFL wide receiver. Nobody's that heavy. What are you doing that you're that heavy? So I think it's one of the reasons why they really look at personalities when they recruit.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number three from the Labatt studio. And your questions, will announce the winner at the start of quarter four. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.